Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today we want to look at Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Here's what the passage says. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who is in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus knows what it's like to live in human flesh. He can sympathize with our weaknesses. He understands my temptation because he has fully endured it. So suppose for a moment that you are standing behind one of those big diesel-powered tractors. You're holding a rope attached to the back of the gigantic machine. And your job is to keep the monster tractor from moving. That's right. As the engine revs, smoke bellows from the stack, the gears engage. Your job in this man-against-machine moment is to stand strong and keep the tractor from moving forward. You think you could do that? Well, it's a foolish question, isn't it? In one nanosecond, you would be pulled along behind the tractor. You would feel the fraction of the power before you went down. Now suppose you could keep the tractor from moving. Suppose that as the tractor engaged all its power, you could hold your ground. If you could keep the tractor from moving, you would feel the full power of the machine. Well, Jesus felt sin's entire power, its total force. He was tempted, but never gave in. He was tempted to the max, yet never yielded. And that's